full somewhere, right? But it'll also put a magnifying glass on all y'all too. And you think you can hide behind it, but the book has already exposed you to those that are in it. Get over there, and it says, not to love sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Hits your head. It's like, man, you know, old brother so-and-so, all he does is sleep and he don't work. That's why he ain't never got no money. Well, what about that? Bible says if a man don't work, neither should he eat. Huh, who'd have thunk it? Right? You don't go to work, you don't get a paycheck. Man, that really took some thinking right there, didn't it? I mean, my goodness. When I was, I've told y'all before, but when I was in the Navy, I was an MP. So we wore our badges everywhere, right? When we were in school, they told us, they said, that badge is large enough that people recognize the authority behind it. But it's small enough that it can't be hid behind. This book is big enough that people recognize the authority behind it. And yet it's so small that you can't hide behind it. Matter of fact, it'll expose you for exactly what you are. And you might say, oh, but it's a King James, and I got that King James. You can walk around with a family Bible, King James 1611, under your arm. Right? I don't guess you could hold it under your arm. You'd have to hold it out like this something. It ain't going to hide what you are. The Lord already knows, and chances are everybody else does too. Why don't you get it right instead of trying to hide behind an object of godliness? Folks hide behind memberships in the church. They hide behind the church building. They hide behind good works. They hide behind this book. They hide behind a preacher. They hide behind a title. Just because it says reverend doesn't mean they're worth their salt. Right? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they went to Crown Theological Seminary. It doesn't matter if they went to the Bible Baptist Institute. It doesn't matter if they're not in line with this Word of God right here. They ain't lined up at all. Any nut can go get a degree from somewhere. Any of them. I ain't smart, and I got one from Auburn University. Right? That speaks on their behalf right there. That's why they didn't let me graduate during the Rona. They were like, we can't let him walk across the stage. It'll give it away. Anybody can go to a school, and they can open up a textbook, and they can read through it, and they can get that degree at the end of it. I'm at Crown Bible College now. It's difficult. But if I can get through it, anybody can. Right? Anybody can learn about the Old Testament. Anybody can learn about the judges of Israel. And they can go through there and they can take a pastoring course on how to be a better pastor. And they can go over a ministry course on how best to serve the Lord in whatever ministry He's given you. And all these different things. Right? Anybody can do that. Folks will hide behind that diploma. Say, but I graduated from Bible school. But I shook Clarence Sexton's hand. I shook Peter Ruckman's hand. David Peacock. Whoever else. Paul Chappell. Whoever else is going on right now. I can't think of all of them. But I shook his hand and got my diploma. That don't make you spiritual. And it don't make you right with God. Now then, it can draw you closer to Him. It can be a great resource. But too many people are hiding behind that thing trying to say, oh, but I'm okay. Look, you can't see my sin for this diploma. You can't see my sin for this book. You can't see my sin for that church door or for that church sign or for my position in the church because I'm a deacon or I'm a preacher or I'm a this, I'm a that. You can't hide behind it. You can't hide behind it. We also find that the children of Israel, not only did they hide behind an object of godliness, they hid behind an appearance of godliness. We find where they made a loud noise so that the earth rang again. Right? They made a loud noise, the Bible says. You could say that they hid behind the shout. Look here. If you go to a sporting event, if anybody was over there in Atlanta last night when Alabama was whooping the snot out of Georgia, you were over there. I bet Georgia was still pretty loud the first half, right? It didn't do no good, now did it? They still lost, and they lost bad. Roll Tide. Look here, them jokers. Them jokers were hooping and hollering and everything else. The Ark of the Covenant came into the camp of Israel, and they went to shouting. I bet there was some, well, glory. Amen, that's right. Bring that ark up in here. Well, glory to God, that's it. Yeah, buddy, keep on. Keep on marching with that ark. The Philistines heard it and they said, oh, dear Lord, the ark is here. The ark's here and we're toast. They said, quit like men. In other words, die like a man because you don't want to serve them. You don't want to be in bondage like they've been. Then you find they lost anyway because they were hiding behind the appearance of godliness. You can hide behind an object like the Bible, a church. You can also hide behind an appearance. Like I told you, I grew up in church. I grew up watching folks. And I found that anybody can play church. Anybody can. Look here, when I was in the Navy, there was a certain way you spoke. I'm not talking about cussing, okay? Not all sailors cussed. I'm an example of that, all right? But you talked a certain talk, right? You come up and you'd be talking about standing post. What post you got today? I got 13. Well, bless your heart, right? Man, that's horrible. I hate post 13. Hey, keep your head on a swivel, right? Front sight, slap, paw, squeeze. Everybody knew what that meant. Y'all might not, but I did, right? Brother Gene was in the Navy, right? Brother Gene might know what that is. Go Navy, beat Army. We know about that one, right? We understand what a goat is, and it's not the greatest of all time. It's a Navy chief, right? We understand the jargon associated with it. There's a jargon associated with being a Christian and with being in church. People get around here and they'll say, oh man, you're just such a blessing to me. We'll praise the Lord. We'll glory. Thank God for it. Praise the Lord, Brittany. You such a blessing. Right? Praise the Lord, Brittany. You such a blessing to me. Glory. Right? You get in them Pentecostal churches, they start saying, well, glory to God. And then speaking all sorts of gibberish. Okay? There's a jargon that takes place. People can talk like a Christian. All you got to do is if you cut out cussing, people immediately start asking questions. I met a guy. I was his trainee. I'd been around him for a grand total of 6 hours, and we were turning to go to another post. He said, you're a Christian, ain't you? I said, well, yes, I am. I hadn't said nothing yet. I said, how'd you know? He said, because you ain't cussed since you've been around me. I said, well, then, you can cut out cussing, and people will believe you to be a Christian. Right? You can start saying, well, the Lord's just so good to me. Well, I just want to stand up and tell you how good God's been. Well, brother, how you doing? Well, I tell you what, I'm blessed. I'm just so blessed. So blessed. Sounds like Barney Fife talking on the Andy Griffith Show. Well, preacher, I tell you, I'm just blessed, preacher. I'm just blessed. Blessed, preacher. Well, how you been doing? Oh, man, well, I ain't what I ought to be, but I ain't what I used to be. Glory to God. Right? You can know when the preacher's preaching, at what point, whenever he hits a certain tone, amen, brother, that's right. Keep on preaching. Park it there a while, brother. That's it. Keep on. I done told you in Sunday school, but I knew a preacher who used to say, if y'all preaching on my sins, I just shout a little bit louder and turn them off the trail. He knew how to play church, right? Now, I ain't saying he couldn't preach, but on that, was there anything to the shout? No, he's hiding behind an image of godliness, an appearance of it. You can say amen at the right time. You can say praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. Right? You can walk up, shake somebody's hand, look them right square in the eye. It's good to see you again, brother, sister. Right? Hey, preacher, reverend, it's good to see you again. Because it's in the Christian vocabulary. And you think, oh man, I got them beat now. I'm going to hide behind that appearance. Ain't nobody here going to know what's going on. I had folks I grew up with, they played church their whole life. I hit 17, 18 years old and they were gone. I'd have folks tell me, oh, that Cody Fane, he's such a good kid. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, I mean, it don't take a rocket scientist to figure out he's full of it. You know what I mean? This was a preacher's kid. He was sneaking around back drinking and dipping and whatever else he could get a hold of. It's like, man, like, do y'all not smell it on his breath? Good night, man. That wintergreen didn't come from a green peppermint, right? That came from some grizzly wintergreen, all right? And that alcohol smell, yes, that is, that ain't mouthwash, brother. That ain't what that is. But he played church really well, right? I knew some girls, buddy, they could play church just perfect all the way up until they went out that door. Be cussing as soon as they get outside where nobody could hear them. Anybody can play church. Anybody can hide behind an appearance of godliness and still be just as backslidden as they ever were. Okay? Maybe you're hiding behind an object of godliness. Maybe you're hiding behind an appearance. You're putting up a facade. Here's the thing, and we're almost done. You can hide from the world. I can go out and I can not cuss when I'm outside my house. And I can make the world think that I'm a Christian. And then start cussing the second I walk in my car to leave here. Right? And I can have the world fooled. And I can make them think because I carry a Bible with me and because I talk about it here and there that, buddy, that's some more Christian. I can ask them, hey man, are you saved? Are you born again? And they don't know what it is, and I break down and I define what being born again is. And they think, man, what a Christian. I can quote Scripture from Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and all the Gospels and the rest of the New Testament. I can quote it from Genesis to Revelation. Buddy, he knows so much Bible. Man, what kind of Christian is he? Right? And in my heart, it's just black with sin. And I ain't nowhere near fellowship with the Lord. I've done turned on Him and I'm doing my own thing. I'm just trying to keep up appearances. Trying to maintain a facade and let everybody think it's all right. You can hide it from the world. You can hide it from folks in this church. And they'll never know anything's wrong. Right? You can still walk up, hey, Brother Gene, it's good to see you this morning. Knowing good and well you done had a six-pack last night. Knowing good and well that you done cussed your wife out before you got to church this morning. Knowing good and well that you just acting a fool at work, telling all sorts of nasty, filthy jokes. Knowing good and well that when you sit down in your house tonight, you're going to turn on that television and watch some filth that curses the name of God. Right? But you're going to hide it from the church. And nobody will ever know. You can hide it from the preacher. Right? I can walk up in here. I can think that somebody is the greatest thing in the world. Be like, oh, Brother Randy, man, he's a good one. I tell you what, that joker, he's a nice guy. He is, at least to me. Maybe not to y'all, but I like him pretty good. But for all I know, he could be going home and getting on a computer and looking at some nasty stuff, right? I ain't saying you're doing that, Brother Randy. I'm just saying. As an example, anybody could be doing that. They can hide it from a preacher. They can hide it from a church member. They can hide it from the world. They can hide it from their families. Nobody will ever know anything's wrong. You just keep on keeping on until you get by yourself. And then you start doing your own thing contrary to what the book says. You start diving off into some sins and they start small at first and then they start to grow. It has a snowball effect and just builds and builds and builds and builds. Look, you can hide whatever kind of sin you want. You can hide an adulterous affair. You can hide fornication. You can hide drunkenness. You can hide pornography. You can hide whatever you want to hide. And nobody ever know what's taking place. But you cannot hide from God. You might be putting on a front to me and to the rest of the church. And you might have that perfect facade. And buddy, just to look at you, that's the perfect example of a fine Christian. Buddy, their pants fit just right. They've got that tie knot just so. It's a perfect little square. And buddy, they come in with their King James Bible and they sing the hymns real loud. And buddy, they talk the talk and they walk the walk until they get outside that door. You say, I got them whooped. Ain't nobody got a clue. But the Bible says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. He already knows what you're doing. I ain't got to know. He gives me a message to preach. I preach it. Hits whoever it hits. It's like a shotgun. You just sprays out there and hits whom the Lord says is supposed to get hit that Sunday. Right? I don't know what's going on, but the Lord's already spoke to you, whoever you are. Maybe it's something as simple as you just ain't reading your Bible. You've stopped praying. You ain't going to church. It's the first Sunday you've been in a month. Last Sunday you'll be in a month. Right? Because you've already thought, if I could just slip in there today, they ain't going to pay no attention for at least another week or two. Right? You can't hide it from the Lord. You can't. Bible says, we went over this in Sunday school, but when Samuel was going to anoint another king after Saul had sinned, he went to the house of Jesse and he came up on one of the brothers and he was a real tall man like Saul. And he said, surely this is the Lord's anointed. God said, nope, I've rejected him because you look on the outward appearance. I look on the heart. The Lord already knows your heart. You might not be diving off into the sin yet, but he already knows you're planning a jailbreak. Right? He already knows that your heart is not in it. He already knows that your heart don't want to sing songs, that your heart don't want to read his book, that your heart don't want to have anything to do with something that represents him, and that you're just simply putting up a front. Right? You're just a con man, is really all it is. You've learned how to con people. You've learned how to con the world. You've learned how to con your family. You've learned how to con your church. You've learned how to con your preacher. You've learned how to con whoever else. But you can't pull one over on God. It can't be done. If somebody could come play a verse of invitation right quick. If the Lord spoke in you this morning and showed you that you're just putting on a front, Bible says today is the day of salvation. It's also the time to repent. Tomorrow might not come. Right? You don't want to leave something unsettled with the Lord. Or perhaps you're here and you've never accepted Christ as your Savior. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Look, you could leave here this morning and die in a car wreck. Right? So if that's the case, the Bible says salvation is easy. Number one, you got to admit you're a sinner. Because the Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that means everybody. It doesn't mean you've made a few mistakes here and there. It means you are a sinner. Point blank. Right? Ain't no way of defining that any better. You are a sinner. You have sinned in the eyes of God. No matter how big or how small, it is still sin. We're all sinners. Number two, you got to know there's a penalty for your sin, because the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, and a wage is something you've earned. You go to work during the week. On Friday, you get your paycheck or your wage for the work that you've put in for a company. Same way, you've earned your right to die and go to hell for every sin you ever committed. It's your wage. You've earned it. It's yours, buddy. The Bible says, number three, that God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. See, you got to believe you're a sinner. You got to know that there's a penalty for your sin. You got to know that Jesus Christ loved you so much, He paid the penalty for your sin. He done it. He died. Death is what we owe. And He paid the price of it on Calvary. That's how much He loved you. Then finally, all you got to do is ask Him. The Bible says, but if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. All you got to do is ask Him. That's all there is to it. Sister, if you'd start. If you've never been born again, if you'll come get me or Brother Randy or Brother Gene, somebody take a Bible and show you how to be saved. Or if you're here and you're backslidden, why don't you come get it right with the Lord this morning?